to the Pig and Whistle Tales from Azeroth. As always, here at the Pig and Whistle Inn in Stormwind, I go for a variety of subjects with regards to World of Warcraft. I grab a bottle or a pint, sit back and enjoy this midweek episode. We'll be looking over some bits and pieces on the forums and discussing mainly stuff about PvP. The PvP section of WoW is very intricate at the moment, is the best way to put it. AWC really does help with PvP. What AWC is, for those that don't know, it is the professional side of World of Warcraft arenas, and it's where the best of the best play in a tournament format, and, you know, it's watching the best players fight in an arena, 3v3s. It's always good fun to watch. It shows what comps are the best at the moment, and it shows just how to play these comps at the best that they can be played, essentially. But the forums are a different place of everyone complaining, everyone saying that something's overpowered, something that's underpowered, saying that stuff should be buffed, nerfed, etc. Completely different landscape is the best way to put it. So we'll start off with this one. PvP gearing is awful. Okay. Just returned after a long break. Glad it was quick and easy to get full greens and that I can at least play the game now. But trying to transition into Conquest gear is painful. So he's saying that the gearing is awful, but yet he's had a long break, come back, and he's already got all greens, and he said that that was very quick and easy, which is good. It should be. What was wrong with the good old-fashioned system of earning Conquest, buying gear with Conquest, then enchanting and gemming it? You literally do that now. The idea is that you buy your Conquest gear. The difference is that there are tier sets in the game, and when you buy your chest piece, for example, you simply fly to a catalyst, and it will transform that tier or that chest piece into a tier piece for you. Very close to Valdraken, and that's it. Embellishments, sparks, all this gear, crafted gear to optimize stats, PvE gear being BIS in some slots, needing to work out all of these mats and purchase orders, forcing me to buy WoW tokens just to be on the same level as everyone else. Please don't do this system again next expansion, it's just awful. What? Why are you being forced to buy WoW tokens to be on the same level as everyone? Like, okay. Firstly, the tier set is very much a non-goal. You don't have to spend any gold on it. Any gold at all. Zero gold. You use your Conquest to buy your tier pieces, your helm, shoulders, chest, legs, and hands. You could buy any of them, and then you simply go to a catalyst and change it there. It's that simple. Zero gold required, all right? And you buy this gear with Conquest. Now, the items that he is saying, where you need the embellishments, such as precognition, that makes sense. This guy is a rogue, though, so I'm not really sure he needs precog. But you do need missives, essentially. Missives are something that give you the specific stats you want. They cost 100 gold each. The mats definitely range from low to high, but they don't cost masses. And in retail, you can make like quite a bit of gold very quickly. You do not need to buy a WoW token and get 300 plus K gold in order to craft these things. Okay, you can craft these things using about 1.5K gold potentially on the lower end, but it's more like 4K max end, I think, something like that. And that doesn't take long to make. Trust me, you can go out, you can do quests, and it really doesn't take that long to make. So the fact that he's buying WoW tokens is on him. He really doesn't need to do that. And that is for a couple of pieces. So the idea is that you want a ring, really, that have your stats, because you can only buy a unique ring. So you can buy three rings. One with crit, one with haste, one with mastery. You can only buy one of these each, because they are unique. You can't buy two of the haste rings. You can only buy one of the haste ring and then one of the other two. That makes sense. So you want to buy your main stat ring, which for my class is haste. I'll buy the haste ring. And then you want to go and make a crafting order for a certain ring that gives you haste. And it gets scaled up to PvP item level. Again, that doesn't cost a lot in mats. and you use conquest to buy the item that allows you to scale it up in your PvP, so in your battlegrounds, in your arenas, etc. So it really isn't that big of a deal. In terms of like PvE gear being best in slot, like, yes, there's going to be some items, and to be honest, there's probably a shit ton of items, but these items are probably from mythic raiding and have a very low drop chance, and you need to be like world first rank one mythic raiders in order to get them. Now, there are a couple of exceptions, like the staff that people have been using in AWC for casters, the embellishment staff or whatever. It's from a mythic, I think, something like that. But it's nothing that is going to like make or break your arenas, essentially. I played against someone who had it like yesterday night, literally. And yesterday as of recording this, but obviously not yesterday. But the thing is, they didn't win that game. He used the staff. They didn't win that game. So it's a skill issue. It's not a gear issue. It's a skill issue. But this guy is completely out of the loop. I do have to say, he's completely out of the loop. If he goes back to Shadowlands, was gearing good then? No, it was dog shit. I'm sorry. It was the worst that gearing has ever been. You bought a piece of gear and you had to upgrade it about 7 to 9 times, something like that. And this would cost honor. So you'd use honor to buy your blue gear, for example. Cost 7, we'll just round it up, cost 1,000, right? These numbers are not accurate, obviously. But it cost 1,000 honor. You needed to upgrade it 9 times for it to be at its best potential, so its highest item level, and this would cost you about 9,000 honor, okay? So 10,000 honor in total. You have a cap, a maximum cap of 15,000 honor, and that's one item that costs you 10,000 honor to buy and fully upgrade it. You have so many item slots. Let me see. You have a headpiece, neck, shoulders, back piece, chest piece, wrists, hands, waist, legs, feet, 2 rings, 2 trinkets, and then a weapon. Potentially an off weapon. So 14 to 15 pieces you have to upgrade. Okay? So now say they all cost the same. They all don't, but I'm going to give you an average. It costs about, we'll just say 1,000 per average piece. And then it costs like 9,000 to upgrade it per average piece. I know a lot of stuff was a lot less, but this is an example. You'd need 15, we'll say 15, if you're using a one-handed and an offhand. You upgrade it all, and that costs you 10,000 per piece. That'll be 150,000 honor to upgrade absolutely everything to get your character in blue quality honor gear. Okay? Or half it, because, you know, we're being generous. That's still 75,000 honor. And your honor cap is 15,000. You know how much that takes to get that much honor? Like, that takes you a good solid few days of just pure grind. This is like 20 hours of just grinding honor from battlegrounds. Like, that's crazy. And that's just to be able to compete in arenas. If you wanted to do arenas, the arena system was you buy it with conquest, and then you still had to upgrade it. But the way that you had to upgrade it, you had to hit certain ranking brackets. So if you hit 1K, like rating, then you could upgrade it once, and this would cost honor. So if you didn't have the honor, then you were shit out of luck. And, you know, this kept going on until you hit like 2100, when it became 9 out of 9, essentially, and you could upgrade it fully. But the problem with that is, if you didn't have the honor, you would just stop playing. Because it's like, once you drop below that threshold, you couldn't upgrade it. So it's like, why should I carry on playing if I can't upgrade my gear? You know, and that kind of thing. Shadowlands gearing was so shit that this is honestly a blessing. This kind of, like, gearing system. This guy's out of the loop completely with how good the gearing system is right now. It's so simple. The worst thing that you can do in the gearing, like today, is put in the wrong, like, order accidentally. or, you know, have a low tip when you get someone to make your item for you, for your, like, embellishment gear, like your precognition, your, like, boots that give you stats when you CC someone, you know, that kind of stuff. It's absolutely crazy that this guy thinks that the PvP gearing is awful, because I think if you talked with any other PvP player, you would definitely hear them say that this is probably one of the easiest and best gearing methods, because it is very simple. It's quite fulfilling because you actually feel like you're gearing up, and, you know, it's nothing too time consuming. PvP players just want to get in and PvP. Okay. Now, I get that this guy wants to do the same, but it really isn't as bad as, like, Shadowlands. Okay. It's nowhere near as difficult as Shadowlands. It's the exact same system as BFA, the exact same system as Legion, as WOD, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's all the exact same. The only difference is there's a couple of bits and pieces that you need to go out and, you know, get maps for someone to make for you. That's it. You can just buy that off the auction house. And it's cheap. You do not need a bloody WoW token to be able to purchase that. That's just a ludicrous. That's a ludicrous thing to even say. But I thought I was going to have a little bit more time. What we'll do is, this one's actually a really nice one. We'll move on to this one, and this one I was definitely going to save for last anyway, but this just warms my heart. Hello everyone, I recently picked up the game, and I am wanting to see what information or advice you can give a new player who likes to PvP. I tried to ask people in general chat, but didn't get anything back, so thought it would be better to speak on here. I have started to do Battlegrounds to get honor for my character, which has been fun so far. Is there an add-on I would need to get and start using to get comfortable with? I like playing Mage 2. Is that something that is good in PvP? Sorry for a lot of questions, and if my English is bad, as it is not my first language. Thank you. This warmed my heart, and when I looked at, like, down in the comments, I was hoping to see some really, really nice comments. And I did. I found amazing comments. Everyone on this page has been helping with advice and, you know, doing their own thing. Someone suggested Omnibar and big debuffs, and, you know, there's suggestions of add-ons, which is really good. Someone suggested skill capped videos, which is, again, really, really good. And, you know, it was just amazing to see, because after, like, someone replied, he would always say, great, thank you. Is this the best mode to start playing with gear? Should I do solo shuffle? People would reply. You know, this whole forum post is really nice to see. This is someone who is looking to get into PvP, and this is people actively trying to help them. Okay, this isn't people going, yeah, you shouldn't because it's shit. And it's like, yeah, you'll probably be shit, so no point, and stuff like that. It is people genuinely going, that's amazing to hear. These are what I use. Like, feel free to use them. The best idea would be start off with Battlegrounds, and then when you're comfortable, like, go into arenas. You know, it's so heartwarming to see, and this is what it should be. This is what everything should be in WoW. It shouldn't be the, like, complete opposite, where it's, oh, this shitty, like, idea is, like, just shit and all that, you know, garbage, and, like, people flaming each other and being like, oh, this game's dead, it's stupid, like, what are the devs doing and all that. It's like, oh, Jesus, calm it down all. But this is amazing, and I best of luck to this guy. Firstly, best of luck to this guy, because getting into PvP right now is going to be very tough. A lot of people use, like, certain things and just have more experience on the game, but I really hope this guy does well. He's picked a good class to you know, start off with Mage. They're always going to be useful. But no, it warms my heart to see this. And if anyone's looking to start PvP out there, my best advice is, don't worry about what anyone else thinks. Get ideas from them, obviously, in terms of add-ons and how to start, but you do you. Don't let anyone else sort of diminish what you do. A lot of people get salty in Battlegrounds, in arenas, but they're just annoying, sad people. Do not take any heed from them. Just play your own game, enjoy, and have fun. That's the main point of it. And that's the best that I can do for you. But there are loads of guides on like YouTube, but someone did suggest skill capped. It is very good skill capped for newer players, just to figure out the basics. What I would refer to be honest. But that is it for this episode. Thank you all very much for listening, as always. Do check out all of the socials down below. Constant stuff happening over there. But once again, thank you very much. And go with Valor, friend. Goodbye, all.